Are you there?
I am. Yeah, I don't know what happened with that phone call, but at some point I couldn't hear you at all.
Yeah, it went dead. I don't know why.
That's okay. So I don't know how much you heard about the pausing of it, but you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. You can pause it if you need to go on vacation. You can pause the service seasonally if you wanted to pause it during the winter or something like that. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Everything is paused. We don't take anything down, but we don't update and optimize things when it's paused.
Okay.
Okay. And on that visa, is it your name first and last? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
Randall E. Holt
okay.
Construction.
And Randall, is that R-A-N-D-A-L-L? Two L's?
Yep.
And then you
yep.
said E was the middle initial, and then it's got Holt Construction
right.
on there as well. And then,
yep.
Randy, that visa card should start with a 4, all visa cards do. I'm actually
yep.
Ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4205-9600-0000-3061.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
Can you see that? My card's about
0327.
03 of 2027. And then the last three
yes.
digits on the back of the card?
768.
All right, I've got 768, 768 on the back. I've got March or 03 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then the card itself, was it 4205-9600-0000-3061?
Yep.
Okay. Does that bill at the 516 Rich Street in Slater? 65349.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
yep.
Randy, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Hold on just a minute.
Sure.
So it will have everything on there, like say if I want to pause it, I can just call that number.
Right, yeah.
Pause
yeah.
it or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, just give us a call. You can text or email us, but then we're going to want to call you back and speak with you specifically to find out how long you want it paused and things like that. But, yeah, you can pause it as often as you need to, really for as long as you need to. Our system does like to keep pauses at 3 months or less. That's the number we have to put in. But if you find yourself wanting to pause it for more than 3 months at a time, you just call us before the 3 months is up and say, yeah, I want to pause it for one or two or three more months, and then we just do that. If you ever find that you want to come out of the suspension or the temporary hold, that pause earlier than expected, you would just give us a call too and say, hey, I'm ready to get things going for you. Like I said, everything is paused. We don't charge you during the time or after the time. It's just on hold until you need it again. But you can also stop at any time, you know, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. In fact, once I get you that contact information, because we're Google partners, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can pause it at any time, that we reduce the cost of the service, that we waived actually the setup fee, and that we are including the website at no additional cost. Now, let me know if you're ready, though, for me to give you that client support phone number.
Yep, we're ready.
Oh. Alrighty. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. 866-335-6225. Then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. And of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the next business day if they receive it late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And like I said, you'll actually receive all of that by confirmation email about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. Now, either one of you guys can answer. It's pretty straightforward, but do feel free to stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. But it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Holt Construction.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have it. And then, Randy, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Randy Holt, owner-operator.
Okay. And as the owner-operator of Holt Construction, Randy, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Perfect. And then for the billing information, that card and your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that card, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then, Mr. Holt, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, find you, call you, and talk to you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Holt, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So I'm not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might create content for your business online, Mr. Holt, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Randy, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, I'm canceling Angie.
I don't even use it. It's probably best. I've heard a lot of business owners say that it wasn't making them any money, just money going out the door. Well, the reason that we're asking here, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. And of course, we'll be the ones to build out that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure your information online for your business is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, including the website, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including The one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 19th of August, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249, Randy, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is, in fact, an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we are also including that Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, it is, like I said, a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. Whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Randy, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Holt, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Randy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That does actually conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. It'll take a minute or so for our system to send it out to you, but when you do receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, the other thing, before I pull up that calendar, or actually while I'm pulling it up, I did want to add a little bit of extra security on the account, just another layer of protection, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Holt Construction, even if it's you, Randy, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially like a week from now. If you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they would, first of all, need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Moberly.
Moberly. Okay. Alrighty. And then, I have to type it in twice. As far as the client interview goes, let me see what's available. Let's see, it's a little too short notice to get you in at 11 o'clock, but I could do this afternoon at 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. Which of those would work out best for you?
I really don't. I'm on a big job here in Iowa right now. So
would tomorrow be better for you, or do you think you don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can carry on a conversation?
Yeah, I can get in my truck and carry one on, but I would rather probably do it tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow's a little bit more wide open. We could do as early as 9 o'clock or as late as 5 o'clock. Looks like 2 o'clock would be the only exception. Did you want something kind of mid?
10?
10? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We'll make it 10 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. It's a one-hour window for a call that really does only take about half that time. Gets to you right near the very beginning of that hour, and then gets off about a half an hour after that. You will, at 9 o'clock, receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10, and I'm also going to send you a calendar invite in about a minute here. That's just going to your email, and it's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I don't know. My sister's got my phone here. She's looking.
Okay.
I'm driving, so.
Yeah, I could hear that. I want you guys to be safe, definitely. But our system will send a few things. The welcome email that I mentioned, and then the one that it did already send, it looks like already, when I update my system, it seems it's been sent already. That's the one that I'd want you to see anyway. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice, if you guys can open that up. So it's going to walk you through. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Or your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see the blue words, click here. If you click on that click here, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You know, obviously your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but real quick, Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. We will optimize and mirror the content on Bing because about 1 out of 10 people will be doing their searching on Bing instead of Google. Most of those people search on their smartphone. We want you to get those phone calls and have those opportunities, okay? There is going to be the website included, the Facebook ads are included, etc. You'll see a long line that goes across, and below it, it populates your mobile number. A couple of boxes, we want them both clicked, one that you agreed to receive text or SMS messages, also the other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. There's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's for you to either type in the name or copy and paste. It needs to be an exact match. If you're copying and pasting, though, be careful to not copy a space before the name or after. If you are typing it in, the R, the E, and the H are all capitalized, and there is no period after that middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that field. So once you've got Randall E. Holt in that box, click the Confirm Signature box. That's the longer orangish colored box. If it's on your smartphone and you're not seeing the whole thing, sometimes when you turn it sideways, it pops up enough for you to see the whole thing. But as long as you can click on it, that's the one that we need you to click on. It does a few things. Lets us know that you know it's month to month, that we've included the website, etc. Will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that it is an active business, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that if it asks you to log in.
So I click, like, where his name is. I just type it in.
Mm-hmm. Type it in. If you type it in, just make sure that it's a capital R, capital E, no period, and then the capital H. So Randall E. Holt.
Do I have space between them?
Yeah, the space around that middle initial, but no extra space before the name or after.
Randall E.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Capital R, capital E, capital H, no period after the E.
Okay.
So If it's asking you for a username and a password, you have successfully submitted that form, but you can actually stop right there. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do that client interview tomorrow at 10 o'clock for us to create the content for there to be something to track. Did you have any issues or concerns? I mean, was it allowing you to quit?
Nope. It won't let me. I'd say firm signature is not doing that.
Yeah, are you able to see the whole thing, or is it just kind of cut off?
It just, like,
did you click the two boxes?
Yep.
Okay, looks like you're good to go. Our system just refreshed. If you try to log in, it'll just tell you that we're trying to set things up, so you don't have to do that just yet. You'll get by email and text, though, notification when the account is set up. It's going to have a username, which is the phone number, the business number, area codes included, but just numbers, no dashes or spaces. You can find all of this in the welcome email that looks like it did just get sent. So the username is 660-202-7495. The default password you can change. It's top reviews, all lowercase, no space. Once you're able to get into your tracking system, though, you can change that password. Other than that, you guys are all set and squared away for 10 o'clock for that follow-up call. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. Other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. Keep in mind the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included, so we can always add new photos later on. But if you might get a chance, think about some photos that you definitely want on your website, and we can have you email those photos out to us so we can build out that content as quick as possible. Real pleasure speaking with you both. I especially appreciate the time that you took while you were driving, and you guys be safe out there. You have a great rest of the day. We'll call you back tomorrow around 10 o'clock.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I appreciate you. You guys take care. Have a good one. Bye now.
You too.
Bye-bye.